Tonight, a very special encore edition of 7 Second Delay, because it is a rerun that has never been rerun before. I located a stash of old Real Audio archives from 1999, and this is the episode inexplicably titled New Jersey Versus the World, which originally aired November 3rd, 1999. Stay tuned.
I could do this all day, because
just rewind the James Bond thing.
Yeah, these moments before the show starts are my favorite moments, because
they're precious.
There's still hope.
That's right.
Until the microphone goes on.
Oh, I know. You know, I swear last week I was so tired during our show I could have fallen asleep. Literally, I could have just dozed off.
Well, the show,
I think that would be a great show.
Yeah, I don't
take
think
a nap
so.
Show.
As I recall,
hey, we could make it a race. Who would fall asleep faster, you or me? We could get two cots in here.
Yeah, I think I rejected that idea earlier today.
Why? How could we prove who was really asleep? Is there some sort of, we'd have to like hook some sort of electrodes or something up to our brains, right?
Yeah.
Can a doctor tell the exact moment you fall asleep if you're hooked up to some sort of readout?
Well, there's different stages of sleep, so you'd probably have to define what kind of brain wave you were looking for. Like a delta wave, I think, is the deep sleep brain wave. But there's different types of sleep.
You don't know what the hell you're talking about. You just sound like you're insane.
Go to hell.
You go to hell. and we're off.
See, I'm getting with the program.
It's our little catchphrase that we hope will sweep America.
And not only do we have a catchphrase, we have a new benediction.
We have a new benediction, courtesy of listener
Chris.
Chris. Oh, it's an, oh my God, it's an epic poem. it's like something by Homer. It goes on and on. All right, here we go. Oh God of humor and meanness, please forgive us the show which we are about to inflict upon our listeners, and may they still call despite knowing what wickedness comes their way. During this holy hour, help us to befoul the airwaves while soiling not ourselves. And hear our humble prayer that all our fellow lame-o loser DJs go to hell.
Go to hell.
Go to hell. That's what we say instead of amen.
The only thing I would add to that new benediction.
Yeah, let's make it a little longer. What would you like to add, Ken?
Well, we could cut out one of the stanzas to make it shorter.
Sure.
And to the last part, we could say all our fellow lame-o loser DJs and their families go to hell.
Yeah, because you've met their families.
No, I just, no.
Exactly.
No,
no. Maybe just, some of them will bring their families to the record fair, and our listeners can tell them to go to hell in person.
Yeah.
Oh, is this your wife? Go to hell, ma'am. Hey, what are you wearing at to the record fair? What are you going to wear?
My Andy Breckman mask. What are you wearing?
Well, though, what I was going to wear now has been blown, does it? I actually will not be here.
Oh.
So you'll have to autograph all our little CDs. You'll have to sign both our names.
Oh.
I know. Yeah, when you're at the stage I am, they bring you out to L.A., so you can watch in person as your career goes down the crapper.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to, like, listen to it long distance go down the crapper.
Now, that must be great.
You can be there in person as everything falls apart. All right. So, any other old business?
No old business.
I'm kind of dreading the actual stuff.
We have an idea.
We do?
Yeah. It's not a good idea.
To fall asleep? To take a nap?
No.
I truly believe I could be asleep. And I just had a Diet Coke. I could be asleep before you.
That's a fatally flawed idea.
Why? What is wrong with that idea? We get two cots in here. We both lie down. I would get a couple of pillows and a big old quilt blanket. What? I'd like to hear this.
It would be silent.
Huh?
We couldn't be actually trying to fall asleep and doing the show at the same time.
No, we would have the mic sort of snuggled up with us. Good night, kid. I think it's a great idea. And then we'd have to get some doctor in. Of course, we can't afford to be, like, hooked up to any, you know, big, fancy, highfalutin machines. We'd have to just get a doctor with a pointy stick. And he and he would occasionally give us a little poke with the pointy stick.
That would wake us up.
No, he would see if we're asleep.
We would never fall asleep, don't you see?
Or we get some sexy girl to do a little dance, and then... if we open our eyes.
Then you'd really never fall asleep.
Oh, yeah. How would we know when we're asleep?
Nah, it's not a show. There's no show there.
I've fallen asleep more than once on this show when you haven't noticed. It's very hard to tell sometimes. I could be asleep right now. That's how light a sleeper I am.
No, I would know if you were asleep.
I don't think you would. Do you think I'm asleep right now?
No, you're not.
Okay, you got that right. But you'll see. You'll see. I'm going to fall asleep at some point.
Yeah, I know, because your wife has told me that when you're asleep, your zingers just don't make any sense. You still make zingers.
Oh,
they're just kind of surreal da-da zingers.
It's funny because it's true. Yeah, when you hear me going da-da.
Now, let me ask you something.
No, don't.
When you make jokes... When you make jokes, when you have dreams and you make a joke in your dream,
yeah.
Do you ever remember the joke? Do you ever think to yourself, like, oh, I got to remember this, and then wake up and you do remember it and it
wasn't?
Well,
let me ask you something. Suppose somebody wasn't very funny in real life. They can't. Are they ever funny in their dreams?
Well, see, sometimes I have dreams and I make a joke in the dream.
And do you remember?
And there have been times, and always in the dream, I think, I got to remember this. I got to remember this.
Like while you're in the dream,
while
you're saying
in the
that
dream.
To yourself?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then there have been occasions when I actually did remember it.
And were they funny?
No, it's not funny at all. But in the dream, it's hilarious, of course.
Yeah.
And in the, and when you wake up, it just doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
So this show every week is sort of like a dream for you.
Yeah.
Now, you know my I have two recurring dreams. One is I'm hanging out with Arlo Guthrie. Did I ever tell you this?
No.
I swear to God, at least once a year I have a dream. I'm just hanging out with Arlo Guthrie.
Well, I occasionally have a dream where I'm hanging out with Neil Young.
Do you really?
Yes.
Hey, we should get together, like, and get a barbecue going or something.
I mean, since this must go back to, like, when you were a kid and he was your idol.
I have no idea.
Because that's where it goes back to for me, when I was a kid and Neil Young was my idol.
I never was a giant Arlo Guthrie fan, but he's about my age. I don't know. I don't know where it comes from. I wish he'd stop it. I've written him letters. Stay the hell out of my dreams, Guthrie. And
Yeah.
Help yourself. I also dream occasionally about Alaska, that I'm lost in Alaska.
Huh.
I wonder what that means.
I still have class about trigonometry. I still have dreams about trigonometry class in high school.
Like horrors kind of like situations.
Right, that you've been cutting class the entire year and then you have to take the final.
You dreamed about me more than once.
No, I've never dreamed about
you. Yes, you have. You've admitted it to me.
Okay, maybe once.
That means you love me. No matter what your dream was, even if you were killing me, I believe you love me.
It was not sexual.
Doesn't matter.
The dream, well.
Every dream is in its own level. I believe you love me. I dream about me all the time, and I love me. There, it proves it. So did we do the long benediction?
We did the new benediction.
Did we do the dream shtick? How did it go?
We're up to line 45 of the foreplay.
I'm going to throw the rest of the foreplay out, because we have a fantastic
Oh, no, there's a great thing. At line 52.
You break into song at line 52. Of course you're waiting for that.
Oh. I'll save it till next week.
Ken wrote a song called The Dreams I Have. He's been waiting to get to. All right, next week I'm not here.
You're the one who always said that you just wanted the foreplay, that it would be great if in the foreplay we just broke into song like it was a musical. You're the one who wanted to do that.
That would be a good show. Wouldn't that scare people? They drive off the road. They drive off the little turnpike.
Quick, write that down on the foreplay. Break into song.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
We have to get a band.
Don't want to forget that.
We'll need another band to help us.
So today, I thought it'd be fun to just call us up at 201-200-9368, and we'll give each other the finger.
Correct.
Like I'd say I'm giving you the finger, and then you would tell me you're giving me the finger.
Yeah.
And it's the honor system, but I believe people don't lie about giving the finger.
Yeah.
And that would be our show?
Uh-huh.
What do you think?
I don't think there's a show there.
No, I don't think so. It's just cannon fodder. I'm hoping you'd hate to give the finger idea so much, you'd go with the take a nap idea.
No, neither one of them. Now, why are you drawing this out? We have an idea. Are you not comfortable with the idea?
I really don't think it's going to work.
Why not?
Well, okay, let's try it. The idea is this. We realize that our listenership can be divided pretty much into half. Between those that were vaginally born and those that were cesarean born. Is that the idea?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I would take the cesarean born.
Okay.
And you can have the vaginally born. Do people know whether they were cesarean or vaginally born?
I don't know. I don't know how I was born.
Well, you can tell. I mean, if you're cesarean born, your head is round.
Yeah.
Your head wasn't squeezed. You were definitely vaginally born because your head is that oblong sort of. Squeezed out sort of shape. Yeah. So we've
got that Dick Van Dyke head.
Yeah, you do. You should give it back. Hey,
Most people don't know.
You could just look in the mirror, look in the reflection. If you have a round head, you were cesarean born.
Yeah.
Because your head gets squeezed.
I thought it was going to be New Jersey versus the world.
Oh, that would work too.
Let's do that.
Okay. Or we could do good people versus bad people.
No, that's...
We'd have two teams.
That's
so you think our listenership is pretty much evenly divided?
No, it's too subjective.
Listeners that are on that have crossed over to the dark side?
Everybody thinks they're good.
Yeah. Okay. But everybody thinks they're from New Jersey, too.
No, they don't. Believe me.
I think you'll find that most people believe they're from New Jersey.
No.
Even if they're not.
No.
That's how wonderful the place is. Okay, so our listeners can be divided between New Jersey and the rest of the known world. And the rest of the world includes the Internet.
Yep, the Internet. New York is
New York,
New Jersey. Unfortunately, I think our upstate listeners can't hear us right now. We're off the air.
So I'll take New Jersey. You can take the rest of the world.
Okay.
Ready? Go.
Now, okay, I'll go.
Who's winning? We need to actually play.
We haven't begun yet.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what we're going to do.
Go!
Somebody calls, and you give us a line from a movie.
Yeah, give us a line from a movie. Wait, somebody calls, and if you're from New Jersey, you would give a line from the movie, and then your team, the rest of the world, would have 2 minutes.
Has 2 minutes to guess the movie.
To call and get the information to you. You are the conduit. You're the team captain.
Yeah, well, they get to guess.
They get to guess, right. And then we'll reverse it.
Yeah. So right now we're looking for somebody from New Jersey.
I think New Jersey would be. I think New Jersey would really kick butt.
Andy,
first, we need the name of a team. We're the New Jersey Devils. Word bomb. Because the kids love that slang. Word
okay.
Bomb. The New Jersey Devils word bomb.
Okay.
And what are you?
We are the World Fat Cats. That's
P-H-A-T-C-A-T-Z.
The World Fat Cats.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Jersey Devils word bomb. We're up. All we need.
So we're looking for somebody from New Jersey to call 201-200-9368.
Hey, maybe I should start.
Okay.
I'll think of a line from a movie.
Okay.
Okay. Here's a line from the movie, and you have 2 minutes to guess the movie. Here it comes.
Okay.
Ready? Serpico, drop that gun.
IQ.
That was cut from IQ. It was cut from the third draft. See how easy it is?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about this one? It really is a mad world. No, that wasn't in the movie.
No.
This is bad.
No, it's fine.
Here's my prediction, and I've never been wrong. By 20 minutes to 7, you will be asking Justina to run around the corner and pick up two cots. From Kmart.
No. The idea is perfect.
You will embrace the Take a Nap Show.
Listen, if it's any consolation, that tape is defective.
Oh, really? It's not recording?
Yeah, we're not recording. So it's a free show.
Oh, it's on the Internet, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll be archived on the Internet.
We could record it off the Internet.
We could. But it's still like a free show.
Yeah. Or freak show.
All right, so we have somebody from, I believe, the New Jersey...
Yeah.
Word bomb?
Yeah, the New Jersey Devil word bombs.
Hi,
I don't know what it means, but the kids love it. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, love the show, guys.
Thanks. Hey, why don't you give the finger to Ken and his team? Let's give the finger together. Ready? Are you driving?
No, I'm stopped.
Okay. Then you can give two fingers. Ready? Go. We're giving you the finger, Ken.
Go to hell.
No, we're giving you the finger. I'm giving you two fingers.
Go to hell, both of you.
That felt great.
Four. It's quad finger.
Four fingers. Okay, what's the quote from the movie? Here it comes. We've lost them.
I'm here. What's the quote?
Yeah.
I give you a quote?
Yeah.
Okay. It's over, Johnny. It's over.
It's over, Johnny. It's over. I don't know the answer to this, but I don't have to. You have to figure it out, Ken. You have
right.
2 minutes.
Okay.
Start the clock, buddy. You have 120 seconds. It's over, Johnny. It's over. It sounds like it could be one of 100.
It sounds like it's something Michelle Pfeiffer said.
Nope.
No. Okay, well.
I'll give you a hint.
All the world fat cats. Anybody who's not from New Jersey, you have 2 minutes
it's
to call.
Over, Johnny. It's over. It just sounds so generic.
Wow, it's pretty easy. I could give you another one.
Yeah, just give us a hint on that one.
Okay. Sylvester Stallone was in it.
Oh, Rhinestone Cowboy.
No.
No, well, see, that makes it too easy.
Now it's too easy.
Anyway.
I know, but somebody will somebody on Ken's little all-world international fancy boys, whatever they call themselves.
All right, well,
the world fat cat.
Yeah, the fancy boys. Okay, it's over. It's over, Johnny, it's over.
Give us another one.
Okay, here's another one.
Okay, now the idea is that after he says the line from the movie...
You have 120 seconds.
Right.
No screwing around, and see if your fancy boys can come up with the...
The world fat cats.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
See if they can come up with it.
Here's the other clue. Here's
sure.
the other one now. Okay.
Yeah.
We blew it.
That's it?
No, that's too easy. Ken would know it.
Jeez.
I don't know that.
Yeah, you do know it.
We blew it?
Yeah. You do know it.
I don't know it yet. Okay, so now we're looking for anybody who's not from New Jersey.
It's like just giving them a point.
I know.
All right, here we go. The fancy boys will get their point. I'm even giving you the point already, Ken.
Hi, you're on the air. Whoops.
Oh, the fancy boys can't dial the phone. That's the only advantage we have. I guess they're attuned because they know when they call, I'm going to be giving them the finger. Hey, you know what we should do? Everyone from New Jersey, we should try to distract the fancy boys.
Good idea.
We could use show tunes, limericks.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Ned from Chatham, Massachusetts.
Oh, Ned. Ned's one of the fat
Is he really from Massachusetts?
Yes, he is.
He doesn't have an accent.
But he's not originally from Massachusetts.
Huh. Okay, and...
Okay, Ned, the line is...
We blew it.
We blew it.
Well, no, I know that, but I knew... Wasn't the other one Rambo?
Yeah, it was. Okay, yeah. That doesn't count. That's thrown out.
That's
we
thrown
blew
out.
It is Easy Rider.
It's the end of Easy Rider.
Okay. There you go.
There we go. Thank you, Ned.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Right. And thank you, New Jersey.
No problem.
Okay,
take
so
care,
the New Jersey word bombs are up at bat.
You're losing.
You're pitching. Okay, it's 1-0. The word bomb, the double word bombs.
And now anybody who's not from New Jersey can call up 201-200-9368 and give us a line from a movie.
Right, it's your turn to pitch.
And we want it to be something that people from New Jersey wouldn't know. That would be our preference.
But it has to be a legitimate quote from a real movie.
Yeah, from an actual movie.
Yeah.
No problem there. Well, I, for one, am glad that the tape's not rolling.
I think the tape decided not to roll. I think the tape heard us do our little shtick and decided not to roll.
It's very strange. I don't know why it's not rolling.
I think the tape decided not to roll. I think the tape heard us do our little shtick and decided not to roll. Do you think if I keep repeating that, it'll get funny?
No.
I think it will.
I don't think so.
I know it's 0-2.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I've got a movie quote from you.
Okay.
I'm from New York.
You're from New York, great.
Okay, if everyone who lived together loved one another, the earth would shine like the sun.
Ooh.
If everyone
who lived together loved each other, the earth would shine like the sun.
That's not exactly what you said the first time.
Yes, it is.
He said the first time he said loved one another.
Yeah, close enough.
Okay. Is this a pornographic movie?
Well, you would have seen it.
Backstreet Pizza Delivery Boys.
No.
All right.
Okay, so you have 2 minutes for anybody from New Jersey to call and try to guess
if
that.
If everyone who lived together loved each other, the earth would shine like the sun.
Yes.
And this is just a stab in the dark. Is this a bad movie?
It is an excellent movie.
It sounds like a bad movie. That's why I asked. Okay, we're at 201-200-9368. You know, I write bad movies, so I'm sort of an expert on bad movies.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you from New Jersey?
No.
Oh, well, then we can't use you.
Well, I could be, and you know, I'm going through New Jersey now.
He's in New Jersey right now.
But he sounds like a fancy boy. Listen to his fancy boy accent.
I believe...
I can't hear you.
He's calling from New Jersey. Does that make him one of mine?
I hope not.
I'll take him. Do you know the answer?
I don't even know. I don't even know the question. I didn't hear it. I'm sorry. I called to give a quote.
Okay.
But, you know, I'll, if you repeat it, I'll have a go.
Okay, you'll have a go. Here's the line: if everyone who lived together loved one another, the world would shine like a sun. The sun. That's not even true.
And it could be true. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it could be. I tried loving the people I lived with once. Nothing changed. All right, so you don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. We have less than 30 seconds. 201.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
200-9368. Come on,
yeah,
New Jersey word bombs.
You have New Jersey devil word bombs.
New Jersey devil word bombs. I'm just going to pause now to give your fancy boy, who's still on the line, the finger. Oh, yeah. Take that, fancy boy. There's the finger. Oh, I wish you could see it. Oh, right up at the mic. All right. I'm sorry, but he asked for it.
Well, it looks like...
No. We're not dead yet. Justina, put him through. Put him through. Here we go. We'll take it with 2 seconds to go. What's the name of the movie? You're
14.
On. What is it?
14.
That's the name of the movie?
Yep.
14?
It was Quentin Tarantino's first movie.
And caller number one, is that correct?
No.
Okay, thank you.
That just was an insane.
So the World Fancy Boys have 2 points.
Yeah.
And the Jersey Devil word bombs have 0.
Yeah, which is higher?
I'm winning. That's
okay.
The bottom line.
And what is the answer to that? To the quote? Where's that quote from?
Children of Paradise.
Children of Paradise. I win. I get 1 point.
Why?
I said it was a bad movie.
No, you don't get. You don't get.
I called
point.
It.
No, you don't get. Any.
Oh, okay. Thanks very much.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, the ball's back in your court.
Yeah, it's our turn to serve.
Yeah.
So we need a New Jersey. We need a New Jersey word devil word bomber to give us a call. We're at 201-200-9368. Okay, here's one. I know it was you, Fredo. No, I can't. That's not. That's a little too easy.
That was Godfather 1.
No.
Godfather 2?
Yeah, that's in Cuba. Godfather 2.
Oh. Yeah, I would have lost. Too bad you didn't pick that one.
Yeah. Hey, quick. Quick, hide the money. Here comes Godfather 1. That's from Godfather 1. And they call him Godfather 1. That's how you know.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
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 Okay, you're from New Jersey.
Yep.
Okay, so.
What's your name?
Jennifer.
Okay, Jennifer. You have a quote from a movie.
Yep.
Okay, that the fancy boys won't be able to get.
Okay. I don't know.
Here we go. Okay. Here's the quote.
The fancy boys have seen a lot of movies.
Okay, get your hand on the stopwatch.
Okay.
We're going to start the clock. Ready? Go.
What is this, a shifter car? I drive...
Okay. Good quote.
World Fat Cats, call 201-200-9368.
What is this, a shifter car?
I drive luxury cars. My cars shift themselves.
Is this one of your favorite movies, Jennifer?
Of course it is.
How many times have you seen this movie?
3 times, and I own it.
3 times, and you own it.
Okay, we have a caller.
Hi. So that's your hint. It's out on videotape.
Caller number 2, you're on the air.
No, I had a line from a movie.
Okay. We're looking for people from New Jersey now to guess it. Sorry.
No, we're looking for people from the world to guess it.
Oh, that's right.
No, New York.
New York or the rest of the world.
Anywhere that's not New Jersey.
Well, New York thinks they're the center of the rest of the world.
Well, if they're from New York and they don't know this.
It's a New York movie? Come on. Oh, please. I just want to get a point. Come on, New Jersey Devil Word Bombers.
Yeah, I need people who are not from New Jersey.
Hey, I just found the fatal flaw of this show.
What?
Do I get a point for that?
No.
Okay, in the 2 minutes between...
Hold that thought. 201-200-9368.
In the 2 minutes it takes each team to answer the question,
mm-hmm.
We have nothing of interest
to do or
to
say.
Do
yeah.
or say.
Right.
So that's the flaw of the show.
And
we know our shows are going to suck, but it's always exciting to find out why. And I think we just discovered it. Do you have an answer?
Hi, you're
yes,
on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, that's Buffalo 66.
No.
It is.
Yes. Oh, the world fancy boys come through again. Thanks,
okay.
Caller number 2.
Wait, caller?
Yes.
Caller that gets it, stay on the phone for 1 second. You know why? I'm giving you the finger. I'm giving you the finger right now, buddy. You from New York. Right up your mouth. Look at the radio. It's coming right at you.
I can see it.
Yeah, that's it.
You can tell him to go to hell.
Go to hell.
Yeah, that's right. Excellent. We told you to go to hell. A little jiu-jitsu.
Oh, no, I think
I'm giving him the finger.
No, I'm giving him the finger, too. There, take that, fancy boy.
All right.
Okay.
I'm giving him the toe. Glad to be of help.
Sure.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Ken,
bye.
It's true. I'm not going to deny the fact, Ken, you have 3 points, and we have 0.
Yes.
But we have been giving you the finger relentlessly. I wouldn't trade places with you. Even with this score, I wouldn't want to trade places with you. To be on the receiving end of all these fingers. Just think about that.
I think that might have been a new low, what we just went through there. I'm not sure.
You think it was?
Yeah, I think it may have been.
All right.
Oh, no, maybe not. I don't think we could have beat the low that we set when we were having kids beg on the air. when we played, you probably won't win squad.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Thank you, Ken.
I think the only way
you cheered me up.
The only way we could go lower than that is when we play You Definitely Won't Win Squat.
Yeah.
With kids who are 7 years or younger.
Yeah. who are really poor and are getting nothing for Christmas.
All right, so now we're looking for a we're looking for a fancy boy, right? Which means anybody.
I don't know. Aren't you wishing we had two cots?
No.
Oh, it's sweet and nothing.
All right.
Okay, so you're going to come up. Your little worldwide fancy boy network is going to serve. You're going to come up with a quote from
okay,
a movie.
Right. So anybody who lives outside of New Jersey,
yeah,
you're part of the world.
Like Delaware.
Right. The worldwide fancy boy network.
Or the northern part of Delaware.
Give us a call at 201-200-9368.
The eastern coast of Delaware, along the bay there. Any part of Delaware, really, is not in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Central Delaware would qualify.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I have a...
The southern tip of Delaware.
Where are you from?
I'm from Southern California.
Great. What's your name?
My name is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, hello. Mike, guess what I'm doing to you right now?
You're giving me the finger, but
yes,
you know
sir.
What? I watched Arthur 2.
Right.
I watched Arthur 2 last night on cable. Not too bad.
Not too bad. That's your way of giving me the finger.
That was great.
You win.
Poetry, Mike. That was great.
Okay, Mike. Now you have a quote.
I have a quote from a movie, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the quote is, a lot of people think it's ironical that we're travel agents, and yet we've never even been outside of Blaine, Missouri.
Hmm. Okay, the clock is running.
Okay, 201-200-9368. If you're from New Jersey and recognize that quote, just pull your car over, get to a payphone. 201-200-9368.
Mike, give us the quote again.
Ironical.
That is the way it's said in the movie, ironical.
Okay.
A lot of people think it's ironical that we're both travel agents, yet we've never even been outside of Blaine, Missouri.
201-200-9368. Can I guess? Wait, if I guess, am I penalized if I guess wrong?
No.
Is it Club Med? Wait, that club?
Club Paradise?
Club Paradise.
No, it's not that.
All right. We have a New Jerseyan on line 7.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for calling. You love the show.
I love the show.
We don't have time to hear how much you love the show.
Andy, I'm not usually on your team, but stranger things have happened.
Stranger thing? No, wait, let me think. Yes, you're right. Stranger things have happened. Okay, and you know where that quote is from.
Waiting for Guffman.
Is that right?
Waiting for Guffman.
Mike, is it Waiting for Guffman?
Yeah, I didn't hear him answer it. But
yeah, it's Waiting for Guffman.
Waiting for Guffman is right.
Okay, thank you. Hey, what is your name, New Jersey?
Allison,
that's great. Hey, Mike, before you hang up, there's something else. We have a little unfinished business. I'm giving you the finger, Mike.
No, I'm giving it to you.
I'm giving it to you, buddy.
Big finger, right out of your radio.
It's coming right at you.
Both hands, middle finger.
Oh, the middle finger. Oh, that's even better.
I'm going to get the middle finger.
Yeah, the middle finger. That's what I should have been doing. Everyone else I gave the finger to earlier, please call back. I gave you the wrong finger. Okay, we're at 2. Okay, so.
See ya.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Mike. We're 3-1.
Yes, we are. We certainly are. Hey, this is working fine. This is better than taking a nap.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so now it's
time. You know what my favorite part of the show is?
What?
Give it the finger.
You wanted that to be the whole show. I know.
It's pretty much dominating the show.
Yeah.
People will remember this not as the movie quote show. People will remember that students of comedy, when they refer to this show, will refer to it as the Give the Finger show. And now I'm going to be giving the middle finger, a lot more effective.
All right, so now we're looking for somebody from the New Jersey Devil Fat Bombs.
Word Bombs.
Word Bombs.
Yeah. We're not the Fat Bombs.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So we're looking for somebody from New Jersey to call 201-200-9368.
Somebody with a movie quote. A quote from a movie. The more obscure, the better.
As long as it's not obscure. Yeah.
That you can guess it.
Yeah.
Huh. Uh-huh.
We're getting a lot of independent movies here tonight. Waiting for Guffman, Buffalo 66.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
9 and 10 are both Jersey?
Okay.
Hi, are you from New Jersey?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Are you from New Jersey?
Yes, I am.
All right, you're on the air. What's your name?
Okay, gentlemen, here we go.
What's your name?
My name is Big Carlo.
Okay, Big Carlo. I just want to warn everybody in the Fancy Boy Network to listen carefully and then call 201-200-9368. And guess Big Carlo's movie. Go ahead,
okay,
Big Carlo.
Here we go. Clear my throat. What are you, some kind of a commie? I don't want any commies in my car, and no Christians either. That's the quote.
Great. Great quote.
Do you know the answer?
No, but I've seen the movie.
Really? It rings a bell?
I've heard that line. Yeah, definitely. I've heard that line.
It's probably the best line in the movie.
What are you, some kind of commie? I don't want commies in my car, and no Christians either.
Exactly. That's it.
Okay, so now we need anybody who does not live in New Jersey to call us and guess the movie, 201-200-9368.
Now it's my job now to distract people who might want to call. Oh, hey, look, quick, turn on Channel 7. Turn on Channel 7. It's Jane Mansfield, and she's naked. Everybody turn on Channel 7. Don't call. Okay, if you want to call, it's 201-911-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh.
Hello? Hello there.
I don't
guess
think so.
Not.
Big Carlo, I think you've actually...
They've stumped them.
You've stumped them. You're good for a point.
Yes, I think I'm
now, as soon as somebody comes on the line, before they can speak, I'm going to give them the finger. So viciously.
Which finger?
It's going to be the middle finger. I'm not an idiot.
Oh, it's a big one.
You
huh?
only have
half
to tell me once. They're going to,
half of the peace sign, huh?
They're going to be so intimidated, they will just cower and hang up. They will recoil.
Hi, are you in the Fancy Boy Network?
Yes, I certainly am.
Hold on, Fancy Boy. I've got something for you. Here it comes. Now it's coming right at you.
Back at you, buddy.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm using the middle finger.
Caller number two, what's your name?
I'm Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Tony,
go. Take a look at this, Tony.
Stop giving Tony the finger. You're eating up the clock. Tony, go ahead. Take a guess.
That would be Repo Man.
Repo Man.
You got it.
That's right.
No.
Another point for the fans.
Beckman.
Thank you, Tony.
No.
Later, Ken.
Good job.
Thanks, Big Carlo.
All right,
okay,
guys.
Bye.
All right. The Fancy Boy Network still in the lead.
They seem to be impervious to being given the finger.
No, we are. We are impervious.
I guess you're given the finger so much, you just get immune to it.
Yeah, you have a thick skin when you live in the world.
Yeah, when you're a fancy boy out there in the big world. Damn.
All right, so now we're looking for somebody from the Fancy Boy Network. If you don't live in New Jersey, if you're a card-carrying member of the World Fancy Boy Fat Cats, then give us a call at 201-200-9368. Oh, line 10. Steve.
Okay.
All right. Steve, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Hey,
good.
Steve.
Good.
Hey, Steve, I know Christmas is still a few weeks away, but I have a little gift for you.
Oh,
here it comes. It's coming right at you.
Yeah, thanks.
This is for you, buddy. And here's the other hand.
For you, man.
No, here's something for you. Oh, two hands. Okay.
Yeah,
go ahead, Steve. Thanks for calling. You love the show.
That was,
oh, yeah.
It was the wrong finger again.
Yeah,
hold on. I got to write down this. Hold on. Middle
Steve,
finger.
Don't worry.
Hold on.
He gave you the wrong finger, so you're
damn.
Fine.
I get so nervous during the show.
What a relief.
Okay, go ahead, Steve.
Okay. The quote is, damn you all to hell. I figured I'd go easy on a New Jersey guy.
Yeah, but wait, no, that's too vague. Damn you all
it's
to hell.
It's very famous.
I know that.
That was actually the first draft of our catchphrase. I ended up using go to hell. Do you know that one, really?
Yes, I know.
Damn you all to hell.
You don't know that?
No, it's just so vague. It's probably in 100 movies.
Oh,
easy.
I know that very well.
Probably every war movie.
Everybody knows that.
I'll
give you a hint.
I don't want your hint. I want someone from New Jersey to help me. 201-200-9368. Please call. Okay, I'll take your hint.
Jerry Goldsmith did the soundtrack. That's my hint.
Oh, is it that movie that I know Jerry Goldsmith did the music?
That's it.
Yeah, okay then. That's 1 point.
No.
It's the one where the guy says, damn you all to hell.
Right?
Right? Jerry Goldsmith did the music.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Now you need the title.
Oh.
That's all you need. The title.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Okay.
Hey, this is a good one.
Damn you all to hell.
Yeah, it's a good one. And Andy's just eating up the clock. He's just...
No. I'm waiting for my New Jersey pals to call. 201-200-9368. Boy, Justina's getting a real workout.
Okay, 7 and 8 are guesses. That's...
Okay. Go, put them on. We have about 30 seconds.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you from New Jersey?
Yes, I'm from New Jersey.
You love the show.
I love the show.
We don't have time for this kind of small talk.
I'm a Caesarean-born person.
Caesarean-born. Okay, and what is the quote?
It's from the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
First
That's correct.
Oh,
yep.
It is?
Yeah.
Is that like his first line he speaks?
That's in the end. That's when Charlton Heston is on the beach and the...
Don't tell me. How
Statue of Liberty
I've never seen the ending. The Statue of what?
Statue of Liberty sticking up out of the sand.
Oh.
That's the last
He's on Earth the whole time.
Charlton Heston is, is crouching on the beach, and he screams, damn you all to hell.
You know what? I remember
what got him to NRA presidency.
Yeah, I think so. I remember leaving that movie like 3 minutes early so I could be the first one out of the parking lot. I'm shocked. He was on Earth?
You missed the big line.
Yeah, apparently so.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks very much, and we'll take that point.
Okay.
Thanks to both of you.
The finger.
I'm giving you the finger. We're all giving you the finger.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thanks very much.
See you later.
Hey, you know what would be a great ending for this show?
What?
I always hope for a standing ovation at the end of our shows, but there's no way really to prove that they're standing. But maybe the end of the show, all of our listeners can give all of your listeners the finger. Everyone from New Jersey can give everyone from the Fancy Boy Network the finger.
You know what the Fancy Boy Network will be instructed to do?
What?
Duck. So that all you New Jersey people, you'll be giving fingers to the wrong people.
To the people behind you.
You'll be burning bridges.
Damn
That's
you.
What you'll be doing.
Damn you to hell, Ken Friedman.
That's why they call us the Fancy Boy Network. And not just the Boy Network.
Aim low. When you get the finger, they're going to duck.
So I can't even remember. What are we looking for now?
Two cots. We want to take our nap. It's nap time. Here at 7 Second Delay.
That guy was from the Fancy Boy Network with the stupid Planet of the Apes. That was too easy. That was a good line.
It's
admittedly
two.
A good line.
Yeah, okay.
All right,
so now we need someone from New Jersey.
Yeah, somebody from New Jersey.
We're serving. We need someone from the New Jersey Devil Word Bombers. 201-200-9368. It's 4-2. Hey, we still have time to catch up.
Yeah.
And maybe squeeze in a little nap.
Yeah. All right, so I'll just take a call here because we need one of each, so I can't go wrong, right?
Well, no, you'd be foolish to put on a fancy boy before he's heard the quote.
Hi, you're on the air.
Is this a fancy boy?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
They gave up.
They're scared. They know what they're in for when they call me. The finger.
Okay.
The finger. Boy, Justina's getting a real workout. This is good. She'll be in shape for the money and sex booth.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Okay.
You're from New Jersey?
Yes.
And you have a quote?
Well, it's a musical line that's as good as any quote in any movie.
It's a musical line?
Right.
But is it from a movie?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
so
fancy boys.
Memorable.
Fancy boys, you know right off the bat, it's a musical.
No, it's not. Maybe not.
Maybe it's just the theme
this
song.
This is Rich. This is Tricky Rich.
This is Tricky Rich.
Right.
We call him Tricky Rich. We love him. He's one of the captains of the New Jersey Devil Word Bombs.
I know.
Okay.
No, I'm a Roxist.
He's a Roxist. Okay. Go ahead, Tricky Rich. It's Close Encounters.
I don't accept that.
That's what they sang.
I don't accept
that. No, they didn't sing.
Yeah,
when I tell you the answer, you're going to be ashamed.
Oh, that's Gunger Dean. That's when
you guessed it.
Is it?
Somebody, who gave you that?
You can't.
You guys are cheaters.
You can't use a bugle call.
Why not? I just did.
See, when I said that's Gunger Din, that was my joke, because it's such a stupid answer.
I believe I get the point.
No, you do not get the point.
Yes, I do get the point.
I don't live in your world.
Wait
I live in New Jersey.
I still have another minute to go.
You need someone to call and say Gunger Din.
All right. I need somebody from the Fancy Boy Network to call in and say Gunger Din.
But be warned, you will get a finger, the finger of doom.
I had my finger up all this time.
The finger of death. Be warned.
I had the finger up.
I am not bluffing.
All the time.
Okay. Oh, they can't stand it. They're scared of the finger.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm from New York, Gunger Din.
Yes!
Thank you.
Can I give Andy a
quote? Yes, give Andy the finger.
Hey, before you do, I have a little present for you. Here it comes.
Ooh,
double barrel.
Oh,
you got it.
Duck in time.
And no, you didn't duck in time. I'm aiming low. Okay.
Damn. The really funny thing for you listeners out there is that Andy actually is giving the finger to the microphone.
I don't lie to my listeners. They can always tell when I'm lying.
Hey, can I give a movie quote?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Rich.
Okay.
Bye-bye,
yeah,
bye, Rich. Okay, so now
thanks for that.
This works great. See, now we figured out the way to make this whole thing flow better.
Oh, yeah. Now
what's
now
your name?
Gets to serve.
Howard.
So it's like volleyball where you rotate around. Now he's serving.
So Howard is serving, representing the world fancy boy fat cats.
Okay, and the New Jersey Devil Bombers are invited to call or be poised by the phone, 201-200-9368. 9368. Okay, fancy boy.
And the quote is, hey, look, Howard's being eaten.
Hey, look, Howard's being eaten.
Okay, so now we need somebody from New Jersey to call 201-200-9368.
Is that Howard the Duck?
Hey, look, Howard's being eaten.
Is it Howard the Duck?
That's wrong.
Is it Howard the Duck?
It's still wrong.
Oh, still wrong.
No, I'll try Howard the Duck Part 2.
Is it Howard the Duck Part 2?
That is still wrong.
Still wrong. Okay.
Something made by that director?
201-200-9368.
Who made Howard the Duck?
Oh, I don't know. I know the guys who wrote American Graffiti actually wrote it. 201-200-9368. I don't know who directed it.
Hi, you're on the air.
It's so bad you think I wrote it. Hi.
I'm going to guess that quote.
Go ahead, sir.
It's from Monty Python's Meaning of Life.
Monty Python's Meaning of Life, Howard?
That's correct.
That's
correct. Oh, very good.
The New Jersey Devil Bombers can't lose. Thanks very much.
Hey, I got a little something for that fancy boy.
Yeah, I have something for him, too. Let's do it. Here it is. Yeah, eat this, fancy boy. Two barrels coming at you. Three barrels. There it is.
Thanks. To one and all.
Sure. Sure.
Oh, boy. All right. Oh, we should have stayed on with that guy, because now we need somebody from New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, New Jersey with a quote, a movie quote.
Should we read all the messages we're getting by email?
I'm scared.
Okay, then we won't. I don't want to scare you.
Well, maybe somebody has a, oh, here, a movie quote.
You might be happy to know that the tape is rolling again.
How'd that happen?
I don't know. It's a defective tape.
I hate that tape.
It's a New Jersey tape. It's not a fancy boy tape. I'll tell you that.
Well, hey, no, so we can make a copy from the internet because we don't want to ever lose this show.
Right. Yeah, this would have been a good show to rerun, except for what I'm saying now.
Future when it's rerun, giving the finger to somebody would not mean what it means today.
That's true.
Maybe it wouldn't be insulting. Maybe it would mean, hey, how are you? You're looking swell. Wouldn't that be a wonderful world if giving the finger was something positive?
Yeah, well, that's like the movie Journey to the Far Side of the Sun.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean there's like a bizarro world there?
Yep. A bizarro world on the opposite side of the sun.
And people gave the finger to each
other. And everybody's got a double. You never saw that movie?
No. Why did you give me a quote from it and stump me?
Oh, look what's playing at the drive-in. It's IQ.
No, I know that's not from the movie because...
See, but the thing is, on the planet on the far side of the sun, Andy Breckman says that. That's the amazing thing about the far side of the sun.
On that planet, my career is in good shape, and my movies actually are seen by paying customers every once in a while.
All right, what do we need? We need somebody representing New Jersey, I think.
Justina?
Yeah, we need somebody from New Jersey.
Could you get us like a couple of cots or sleeping bags? We have this other idea we're going to do.
All righty. Let's see.
Well, I think Justina has a cot here because she's getting ready for the sex and money booth.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Paul from Queens.
Oh, okay.
Now you want a movie quote?
Yes.
Is it your turn to serve?
I don't know.
No, it is not your turn to serve.
Okay, so Paul, you're
Paul, you can stay on the phone and try to guess.
You can stay on the line and you have to guess, but we need somebody from New Jersey.
Okay, I can guess.
Oh,
okay,
line 10. 201-200-9368. We have a nice, comfortable chair for Justina, and she can't even use it. She's running around so much.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you from New Jersey?
No.
Oh.
Where are you from?
I'm from New York.
Okay, so you're one of the fancy boys.
Oh.
Okay.
So this is a fancy boy versus fancy boy.
That's not good. Hmm. We need a New Jerseyan. 201-200-9368. Is that too much to call?
Adriana, how old are you?
Nine.
Nine. Paul, you know what? I have a 9-year-old on the line, so I'm going to have to dump you. I'm sorry.
He's bye-bye. Cuter than you, Paul. Oh, I know why you did it. You think I'm afraid to give the finger to a 9-year-old, don't you? That's why you have your That's why you're hiding behind this 9-year-old.
Adriana, you're going to have to duck. When Andy says that he's got something for you, you're supposed to do is duck.
Hey, Adriana. Okay? Hey, Adriana, when's your birthday?
October 23rd.
Oh,
you just had a birthday
party. I have your gift for you right now. I'm giving it to you right now.
Duck! Duck, Adriana! It's a trick!
Oh, I missed him. Oh, I hit the armoire in the corner. Okay, you're pretty quick, Adriana.
Okay, you're standing up again now, aren't you?
No, I'm sitting down.
You're sitting down. Perfect. Mm.
Okay.
Adriana?
What?
Do you have a favorite movie quote from a movie you've seen?
Yeah.
Okay, you can go ahead. And then we'll go next. Go ahead, Adriana. Don't tell us what the movie is.
Hey, cowgirls. See the grass, don't eat it.
Hey, cowgirls, see the grass, don't eat it. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, cowgirls, see the grass, don't eat it. Okay. Adriana, do you have this movie on videotape?
Yeah.
And how many times have you seen it?
100.
100. Hey, cowgirls, you see that grass, don't eat it.
Is it Even Cowgirls Get the Blues?
No. That's rated R.
Oh, okay. All right, so now we need somebody from New Jersey to guess. Am I right?
Yeah. Hey, Adriana.
Okay.
Do you feel a signal that's going through the air from me to you right now? Do you?
I don't know.
You don't feel anything?
You're not aiming at the microphone.
Okay,
you're aiming it at the computer. Try aiming it at the microphone.
I can't. He's only nine. She's only nine. Yeah, she's only nine.
Wow. That's very decent of you
to not give
the finger to a nine-year-old girl.
That's how I was brought up.
Yeah. I'm
impressed. That's my father on his deathbed. Son, promise me this. You'll never give the finger to a little girl.
Adriana, you know what I'm doing right now?
No.
I'm running out the clock.
Oh, I forgot. Wait, 201-200-9368. New Jerseyans, you only have a minute to call. What's that quote again, Adriana?
Mine?
Yeah. Hey, what's the name of that movie it's from?
No.
Yeah. What's the name of the movie?
It's a trick, Adriana. Don't tell him the name of the movie.
Okay, Adriana, don't tell me the name, but can you spell the name? The name of the movie?
No.
Go ahead, spell it. What are the letters in the name?
No, I won't tell you.
Hey, Adriana. Adriana, say the name in pig Latin.
It's a trick, Adriana.
Adriana, say the name of the movie in a funny little accent. We'll never be able to understand funny little accents.
Just keep that up, Adriana. The clock's almost
201-200-9368. Okay, I'm going to make a guess now, okay, Adriana?
Okay.
2 minutes is
okay.
Up.
Is it Fly Away, Fly Away, Fly Away Home?
What?
Is it Fly Away Home?
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes. Okay, what do you think it is? What do you think it is, Adriana?
I can't tell you.
No, you can tell now, Adriana, because 2 minutes is up. We won. So what is it?
Okay. A League of Their Own.
Oh.
A League of Their Own. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm ready with my guess now.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Is it A League of Their Own?
She's already hung up on you, Andy.
I just have this way with kids. They just love me instinctively.
All right.
They just love me.
You know what? I won't even take the point because that
was... You can have the damn point.
It was out of turn. I don't want that point.
Take your point.
Take that point off.
Okay.
I don't want your damn point.
It's 5-3. It's kind of close. It's our turn to serve.
Okay. You need somebody from New Jersey.
With a good obscure quote that the fancy boys can't possibly get. We're at 201-200-9368. And,
yes, sir. That's where we are.
You'll not only get to stump the fancy boys from New York, but you'll also be able to give them the finger.
Yeah, it's not just New York. It's anywhere that's not New Jersey.
Yeah, but we like to give New Yorkers the fingers the best, but we can give fingers to everyone, Delawareans.
The thing about the World Fancy Boy Network is that we're everywhere, just not New Jersey.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But New Jersey doesn't need you. New Jersey rules. Did you know every United States president... has been from New Jersey, been born and raised in New Jersey. And that is not just an opinion. That is a fact.
I did not know that.
That's true.
If I recall, Richard Nixon is from California.
Okay, we're at 201-200-9368.
And
you
Abraham,
just go to hell.
Abraham Lincoln.
Don't go to hell. Don't throw all these names at me. I've never even heard of these people.
Abe Lincoln.
Hello.
Illinois.
We're doing a show here, Ken. 201.
Lyndon Johnson, Texas.
Go to hell. I didn't say every president was from New Jersey.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I said many presidents have been from New Jersey. Most. A majority. 201-200-9368. You can roll back the tape and play it if you had the tape working. Hey, you from New Jersey?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we're ready to stump and give the finger to the Fancy Boy Network. Do you have a movie?
Go ahead.
Do you have a movie quote?
I got one.
Go ahead.
You're a scum-sucked pig.
You're a scum-sucking pig. Okay. Fancy Boy Network, the phone number is 201-200-9368.
I know, but I know it. It's Gigi.
Gigi?
That's from Gigi, yeah.
With Jackie Gleason?
No, Gigi was with Marie Chevalier. Gigi, the musical.
You're a scum-sucking pig?
Yeah. Marie Chevalier sang Thank Heaven for Little Girls on the streets of Paris, and then this little girl walked up to him and said, you
Adriana,
are a scum-sucking
pig. That was her name.
Yeah, Adriana, yeah. All right, you're a scum-sucking pig. That can't really be a quote from a movie.
Okay, we're looking for anybody who's not from New Jersey to identify the movie that's from yours.
But I wouldn't even, I would say that's not even a legitimate quote.
Really?
It's like a joke.
Yeah? Okay. Sorry. Andy says it's a joke.
It's not a joke.
That's from a real movie?
It's from a real movie by a big star.
You're a scum-sucking pig? It doesn't even... It's not, it doesn't even sound distinct enough to be memorable. All right. All
okay.
Right.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
What's
the quote?
You're a scum-sucking pig.
No, really.
I know.
That's it. Sorry. All right. Let's
see. That can't be real. We should just move on.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Do you want to try to guess?
I've got a movie quote, but I'm not ready to answer.
I know.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Okay, listen, New Jersey, where is that from? What movie?
From One-Eyed Jack's, Marlon Brando.
One-Eyed Jack's, Marlon Brando. Is that real enough for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we get the point, because you blew it.
You can have all the points you want.
Thanks. Care. Give me, like, five. Put like,
five.
Yeah, there you go. Good. Thanks.
You know, this is the first contest you've won in a long time.
All right. Thank you, caller.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right, and now the ball's in the Fancy Boy court.
Okay.
Hi, what's your name?
Okay, and yeah, the show's about to go into the next one, so we'll just end it here. It might be somewhere in the archives if you want to find the full episode, I think. So I'm saying that. Okay, anyway, you've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at WFMU.org. Ken and Andy should be back live next week, we'll hope. In the meantime, stay tuned for In Real Life.
Dizzy, can you hear me?
Yes.
Open your eyes. I want you to concentrate very, very hard. You have told me about your life as Melinda. Do you remember any other previous lifetimes?
Oh, sure.
How many?
Let's see. 13. Oh, 14.
That's enough, Daisy. In all those lifetimes, do you ever remember meeting me?
Yes.
Did we know each other well?
We were married.
Happily married?
It was beyond anything.
What were our names?
Laura and John Caswell.
Laura and John Caswell. Where did we live?
It's funny. We lived in Virginia. I can see us, but I can't see all around us.
What year was it?
2038.
Shimmy, shimmy, shy, I'm in it. Way down in Egypt, play.
Good evening, lifers. You're listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I'm Kim Zilla. My voice is back. I feel like I'm myself again.
I'm so happy for you.
It feels good. We're healthy. You're healthy. I was afraid you had the flu.
I was so nervous, guys. Last night, I texted Kim and was like, you're not going to want to hear this. Desperately hope I'm wrong. Yeah. But I have that feeling in like the back of my throat and that like headachey, kind of fatiguey, sort of hot feeling. And I was like, oh, no. And so I took a bunch of multivitamins and I slept for like 10 hours. And I ate a bunch of vegetables and watched some Marx Brothers, which is my like sick routine. Yeah. And I feel so much better this morning.
Well, really, the thing is, you haven't gotten the flu yet.
I have not gotten the flu yet this season.
Knock on everything. But, you know, listeners, if you want to vote for your favorite episode repeat, just let us know.
Right, because it's coming.
It's coming. Let's hope it's not during the marathon.
Oh, my God. What if it's during the marathon?
I need you.
Can I just phone in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I'll
like,
just... There'll be lots of cool sound effects.
Well, we don't have much time here, and this is a very exciting episode. This is kind of a part two. We've had a little bit of a trend of part one and part twos.
We have, yeah.
But this one, we made a promise.
We did.
Or Emily, you made a promise.
I made a promise that I was going to go get hypnotized.
Yeah, so we spoke to Stacey King maybe two or three weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a past life regressionist.
Yeah.
Not a progressionist.
Or a transgressionist.
She's a past life regressionist.
Yeah.
And we talked to her a little bit about what that entails.
Right.
And she offered us a session. And Emily was nervously
ago. I was the guinea pig. I'm the one that got to...
She's still young enough to be fixed, guys.
Be regressed, yeah. So,
Super Bowl. So this was Super Bowl day.
This was on Super Bowl Sunday. with apprehension and jitters, I boarded a train to Montclair and nervously marched towards the abyss.
I wanted to like razz you more and kind of tease you more.
Good job.
But I didn't want you to actually not do it.
To back out of it.
Yeah.
You wanted to tease me just enough to get some good jittery audio ahead of time. Well, I don't think we're going to tell you anymore then.
And also, we've got a message board, so go ahead and hop on WFMU.org and click on
playlists and comments.
Yeah.
And you can talk to us during the show. We would love that. Mm. Please do. Come on over. Let's party. Here we go.
You ready?
Yeah, no. For what? No.
Emily, are you ready?
To be hypnotized?
To be hypnotized.
No, I will never be. I'll ever be ready. In case you can't tell by like the abundance of giggling, I am nervous. I'm a little freaked out. I think like best case scenario, what I hope to get out of this is like a really cool past life story.
But not isn't even this famous, based just, off like, of like your own creative brain, right?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that what we pretty much broke down in the last episode, that like you're... I mean, it's not necessarily that you're going to a past life.
Right,
like,
exactly.
That's not like a literal translation of a past life transgression.
Right, exactly.
It's more so that like you're taking regression.
Transgression.
It's not. That's even better.
I know.